And I'm Ryan Bonner, and it's 9:04 this Sunday morning. We are live here. Talk Radio AM 640. Paul's here. I'm here. Snow's here. We're getting a little powdering of snow right here at the foot of Jarvis, top of Lake Ontario. We're supposed to get 10 to 15 centimeters later this evening. A little bit of rain action in the Monday morning early hours. Paul, it's... I know you were hearing like 3 centimeters. It's going to be worse than that.
There's always that anticipation of that big first snowfall of the year.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be 15. I thought it was going to be 4 or 5. We'll see.
Yeah,
I guess
Snowmageddon.
It depends on where you are in the Toronto area.
Exactly. Hey, but it's ushering in Christmas. I mean, that's what everybody waits for, right? The big snow, you hope it sticks around to Christmas Day to make it all the more magical, the experience.
I'm dreaming.
We have a whole show.
Of a white Christmas.
And a gift, maybe, if you're an entrepreneur.
Yes, we have gifts for the audience today. So wherever you are, driving, having breakfast, hanging out with friends, walking down Yonge Street, or wherever you are in the world, if you're tuning in today, thanks for being here. We appreciate your time. In exchange for your valuable time, we have a Christmas gift that we're going to give away. And, you know, whatever... And I know it's the holidays, right? You have to be politically correct these days. I like calling it Christmas because I celebrated it growing up.
But, why not?
You know, there's no getting away from it. It's that time of year where whether it's Christmas or whatever you celebrate, it's nice to get into the festive season. And we have a gift for everybody. So if you go to businessprosmarketing.com/gift and you want to just pick up something that will help your 2017 get off to a rousing start, what we did, Ryan, was we recorded a webinar, actually, a couple hours, showed people some strategies online. And whether you are in business now or you're looking to get into business in 2017, it's always a good idea to learn from people who've paved the path before you, pick a destination and that they've been to that destination before. And so trial and error. While it's the most popular method of learning, it's not necessarily the most effective.
Well, it can be costly as well.
Right. Yeah. So it's always nice to learn from others. And what I did was I got on a webinar the other day with several people. I shared some of our strategies that are working for our clients. And they're good strategies. They're online strategies. I mean, a website's not really a strategy. It's can be a nice picture of your company, but if nobody visits it and nobody gives you their contact data and it's just kind of there and your friends and family visit it, it's not really of any value.
Well, that, and a lot of people do that. I guess they create the website and they think, okay, there, boom. Now, where's the business? But you need to push beyond that. Just having that, as you said, that image of your company, and then what do you do with it? So this could be a great gift. It's downloadable. You could put it on
just a video. It's very easy to watch.
Beautiful. You can put it on a USB, give it to a friend or family member in business for Christmas.
If you want to share it, that's a great idea.
Beautiful. And it's up until December 24th, 5 p.m.
Yep. December 24th, 5 p.m. We're going to take it down. I think if you give people all year to download it, they probably won't do it.
You think so? So it's always good to have a deadline. Well, there's something from the marketing side, the business side. Have a deadline on something.
I always
right?
put a value on these things too. Yeah. Like really what it is, it's a truncated version of the Inside Advantage roundtable sessions that we did throughout November and October and November. And I put a $297 value on it. Personally, if you can't get a $297 idea out of this video, you're just not watching it properly. $297,000 value, I think, is more like it if you actually incorporated some of these strategies. I mean, we've got this stuff working for our clients. They've made millions using these strategies. And if people want to make more money in their business for 2017, which I think is sometimes if you look at it from the perspective of here are the goals that I have for next year, people sit down and they write out their, what is it they write out there?
I know what you're thinking of.
What's the word?
Resolutions?
Resolution.
There you go. New Year's resolutions.
I don't particularly like resolutions.
I like
results.
That. Well, that's, yes, New Year's results. How about that?
Yeah, so if you want to say, here are the results and I can measure these, one of the results that sometimes people have is they want a little more money in their life. Personally, I like a lot more.
So change that word from a little to a lot.
Mostly because, you know, nothing ever big got created with a small idea. So you might as well just go after more. Because you can do more with it. You have more choices. You can give more away. You can help your community. You can invest in things that help others. And I think if you don't have any, there's not a lot of investing you can do.
Well, if you want to make more money, a lot more money, businessprosmarketing.com.
Gift.
G-I-F-T. I typed in gifts earlier and it got me nowhere. So G-I-F-T. And again, the website, businessprosmarketing.com. And if you have any questions for Paul, you can always email him, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. And our phone lines are open here. We're at 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. We're live this Sunday morning, December 11th. A little bit of, there is snow coming down out there, right? Sometimes these windows can be tricky. It looks like it.
I don't know if that's snow or just kind of.
What's in our coffee?
I know it's coming down, but it's not snow. It's more like, what do they call that? Flurries?
Okay.
It's flurries.
We'll send somebody out there to find out. Stick their tongue out.
It's going to turn into snow, but.
All right.
It's okay.
All right. Hey, it's Sunday. And if you have any questions about your business, your website, your digital marketing strategy, and you might have one and it's not working for you, Paul can help you figure out why. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Back in a moment. Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. I would call that number. It's 913 if you want to make your business better. Don't be shy. We were just discussing New Year's resolutions and why every business year should be to make a lot more money. It just would make sense. You know, that's just one of the things you want to do, right? You want to improve yourself and your business.
I don't know if it should be, but it could be.
It must be, maybe. Let's go with all of those.
I think it's a matter of choice.
Yeah. Well, you have to. And I think if you want to, I'm sure you're already thinking about for the 2017, here are your goals for your business. How do you achieve them? You should probably give Paul a call now at 416-870-6400 or go online to businessprosmarketing.com. And it's what we're talking about this show, what every entrepreneur wants for Christmas, Paul. And that basically is success, right?
Success is defined by measuring stick. Mm-hmm. And it definitely varies for different people. But personally, the goal of most businesses is to be profitable so that you can grow and that you have extra to reinvest in the business and essentially provide employment for other people. I remember very specifically being on a bus one time. My son was about, I think, 8 or 9 years old. And, you know, kids don't do as you tell them to do. They do as you do, right?
Of course.
They just model your actions and behaviors. And I remember being in California one time down in Hollywood, and there's a little tram that goes up the road and around a circle. And I'm trying to remember the Grove, beautiful area, actually, of Hollywood. And there's some really high-end shopping in that area. And we get on this little trolley. It's an outdoor trolley. It's got no windows. One of the old trolleys that you would see in San Francisco. And it goes up the street and around this fountain. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And my son is having a good time, and he's sitting there talking to the stranger. And the stranger goes, so, this is an older guy. He goes, what do you want to be when you grow up? And my son goes, well, I haven't quite figured that out yet. I'm still quite young, and I'm not too sure. And the guy goes, well, you must want to get a job. What kind of job would you want? And my son said very clearly, and I'll never forget this, he goes, I don't want a job. I want to create jobs.
Which, what kid would come up with that approach?
That was the most brilliant answer I ever heard. And he must have heard that from us somewhere.
Picked it up along the way.
But I think that's one of the main goals of business. Like in our Business Pros Marketing and training business pros, we employ people. And we like having them around. We like providing employment. We give out paychecks, which is really nice. And people appreciate that. And I think for any business, if you don't have any cash flow and you're not marketing your business properly, there's not the opportunity to grow. And I think that's really the point of most businesses.
Well, it's sometimes you'll hear about businesses discussing in the news or just talking to a friend or family member who operates a business. And they'll say, you know, sometimes some months, things are so tight financially after I pay my employees and I pay off costs, there's really nothing left for me. And I'm running this business and I'm not getting a lot out of it. And I think to myself, I don't, Paul, really operate a business like many of the people listening out there. So maybe I don't understand, but I'm thinking, how are you not running things properly where you can have enough money left over for yourself a fair amount of money after you take care of all those costs. I mean, is it something they're doing wrong? Is it?
Well, I think sometimes it's a question of wrong. I think just you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
I do know that people have these sayings like cash is king. I don't actually think that's true. I think cash flow is king. You have to look at business a little bit differently than you would normally look at a job because you're responsible now. And I think the reason why people don't get into business mostly is because they don't want to be responsible. And I personally love responsibility. I like being responsible for people. I like being responsible for income. I like being responsible for other people's successes. To me, that's why I get up in the morning. And every day is different. I like doing different things, and different clients bring me different opportunities to help. And I'm constantly learning.
It's always new.
I'd really love to hear what people think about this. I mean, whatever you're concept of business is, whether you're in it now or you want to be or whether you want to grow, call in. Let's talk about it. Let's hear what you think about it, because what every entrepreneur wants for Christmas is probably different. Personally, I want to grow, and inherent in growth is learning. And my personal belief system says you stop learning, you start dying. And I think there's a lot of people out there that act as know-it-alls. Personally, I think they're already dead. If you've run out of things to learn, then you're dying already.
So. Well, nobody wants to admit that they don't know something, right? So it's one of the hardest things is to say, well, you know, I don't know, or could you teach me more? It's very hard for people to do that. You're opening yourself up in some cases. So you have to kind of push that aside and realize that further educating yourself could be better for you and your business.
Well, my personal philosophy on learning is find somebody who who's already done, who already is, or who already has some of the things that you want to create, and you ask them how they got there. Because if you take direction from somebody who's in, for example, you talk about money, you take direction from somebody in the same tax bracket, you might get different information, but you'll move sideways. I don't want to move sideways. I want to move up.
Upwards, yeah.
So take advice from somebody in a completely different tax bracket, especially when it comes to business. And, you know, these days there's a lot of coaches and trainers and things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, that's wonderful and everything. And that's good guidance. But at a certain point, if you really want to win, if we talk about winning, I mean, in the American election a lot, that's what Donald Trump, he always talks about winning. And personally, that's my philosophy too. I want to win.
And
I don't
Charlie
want anybody
Sheen.
Else to lose, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my, that to me, that's not winning.
Well, what
You've
we want
the concept of win-win,
yeah.
Right? So if I help enough businesses succeed in 2017, I can pretty much win in my own business, right?
Well, let's remind people that there's businessprosmarketing.com as a website, but if you go / or / I always get those confused. The / the angled / and type in gift, you will access the AM640 Inside Advantage video recording. It's a $297 value.
I think it's pretty clear that it's gift, but it's basically Golf India Foxtrot Tango.
that's another great way of doing it.
Businessprosmarketing.com/ Golf India Foxtrot Tango. And pick it up, because that video is an insight into our world. That's how we help businesses succeed. And these businesses, and we've talked about this before, have made millions of dollars using those exact same strategies. So to watch that 2-hour video is a great gift to yourself this holiday to start off 2017 on the absolute right foot.
And businesses ranging from event rental to garbage bin disposal. You know, we're talking about varying businesses, and you have dealt with many of them across the spectrum. And what we can do here at 416-870-6400, yeah, we're live, it's Sunday morning, is for your business, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Was there something that just didn't work out this year and you wanted to improve on next year, but you're not really sure what to do, what step to take? You can ask whether it's your website or your approach on Twitter or Facebook. Any of those things or more, give Paul a call here, 416-870-6400. Back in a moment. The Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. And it's 924. Those are the numbers here in the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, is here as well. And your gift is businessprosmarketing.com/GIFT. And that's where you can get the AM 640 Inside Advantage video recording. It's a $297 value. a webinar, a couple of hours, and it'll provide you with insight on how you can improve your digital marketing strategy. We have the phone numbers here. Lines are open. I've also received an email from Sean. Ryan@640toronto.com is the email. He says, Ryan, can you ask Paul about social media? I have a website. He says, I'm in the DJ business, but no Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Do I need those? I guess all the above, or is it one over the other, or is it?
Thanks, Sean. For most, and we've talked about social media on shows before, and I appreciate the question. It's a hard question to answer in a short amount of time, but here's my personal view of social media. And it really depends on the business. So he's a DJ.
Yeah.
It's not exactly newsworthy. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean by newsworthy? I mean, like,
yeah, it's hard to connect.
It's not a famous person.
Yeah.
It's not a book. It's a business. DJing is a business. And what he wants to do is basically the first thing would be to listen, infiltrate the conversation where possible, help people answer their questions about what's a good DJ or, and there would be keyword phrases that you could look for. And you basically infiltrate or insert yourself into the conversation and be helpful where necessary. For example, we pay attention to the Infusionsoft open user group on Facebook. Why? Because people are constantly asking questions about how Infusionsoft works in their businesses and what they need to pay attention to.
And you guys know about that.
Right. And so we're constantly answering their sometimes very technical questions. And Sean?
Yeah,
if Sean just answered people's questions about what they should think about for their wedding or what they should think about for their next party or their open event or their business event or whatever, and put a checklist together online and share that on social media. I think for Sean, Twitter would be a good place. You really want to pick one. You don't want to spread yourself too thin.
Shotgun scatter.
I be on Snapchat? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on LinkedIn? What should I do? I think you definitely, if you're in business, you need a good profile on LinkedIn. You need some reviews, which is good. I personally have a team. Each team member likes one social media over the other. They spend more time on that one. So that's good. You can spread yourself a little bit wider.
Yeah.
I personally do most of my stuff on Twitter. I don't hang out too much on Facebook. I do publish this show on Facebook Live every Sunday, which is nice. And some people join us there, which is cool because they can't get AM 640 on their dial. So they just come in on Facebook because they're all over the place, right? So.
Yeah. I think some businesses or some people feel that you have to have on like your website, you have to have Twitter, then there's a Facebook icon, and you have to have a whole bar full of all these different social medias, I think, to appear relevant. I think it's, well, there's all these different ways that they can get in touch with me, and that's a good thing. I guess it is, but then it's also, you spread yourself too thin in some cases, would you not?
Well,
I mean, to
like
keep attention
said,
on all those things.
I think there's something called social shouting, which is you just shouting out on Facebook about your business, and that's never a good idea. Definitely listening is the best one. Inserting yourself into the conversation, answering people's questions. The other thing would be to share other people's information. Like, what do you think is relevant? And share that on your social media. Because I always think it's, you can act like a know-it-all online, but it's better to be a learn-it-all and just share things that are new to you. Here's an interesting article that I read, or here's an interesting tweet that I want to share, or here's somebody's question that I've answered, and I share that across social media channels. I do think it's relevant. I don't think that social media is going to make or break any business.
Yeah,
if you're not paying attention
DJ.
To the negative stuff, that could break you, right?
Yeah.
If there's like this hole and you don't do anything about that, that's a bad idea. For the most part, though, I don't think social media is the be-all and the end-all of marketing your business. I think it's a great remarketing tool.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before, where people remarket to visitors that have come to their website and they put up a remarketing on Facebook or Twitter and say, here's how to get back to this page on my website that you were on because you left the website without leaving your contact data. So here's a free gift, or here's a here's something that we can share with you that'll help you, and we build some trust and some credibility.
It sounds like you're also trying to recommend to people that they give some life to their social media accounts. So as you said, it's not just shouting out there into the great void. You're actually giving your business the appearance of though that somebody is at that Twitter or on that Facebook profile. They're actively aware of what's going on out there, and they are reacting. As opposed to just posting things and then that's it. See you later. Goodbye.
If you're going to shout out Facebook, you got or any social media, you got to have a reason.
Yeah.
For example, if you're running a sale that lasts a couple of days, that might be a good time to shout. But mostly it's just paying attention, answering questions, being involved in the conversation, creating a community, get some followers that like what you say. Really, it's just about building some trust with your community. And giving some credible answers. So trust, credibility, and respect goes a long way. Personally, I buy from people I know and I like and I trust. One of the ways for people to get to know you is for you to pay attention and share in the conversation
and listen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Sean, I hope we answered your question here. If you have a question here for Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, you can email here during the show this morning, ryan@640toronto.com. You can always email Paul, though, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. But we do have our phone lines open, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. For you entrepreneurs out there, or you're working for somebody who runs a small business, or you have a family member or friend who's doing it, you can ask your questions here and go online, businessprosmarketing.com. Back in a moment here, the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. And it is the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's 9:34 here, Talk Radio, AM 640. Ryan Bonner with you. Paul Toby as well, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And online, businessprosmarketing.com. We had a couple callers calling in. They didn't materialize fully. I think it's because of the snow that is beginning to fall here at Corus Quay. We're looking at 10 to 15 centimeters coming up later this evening overnight. And it's that time of the season. We get the snow. We also get entrepreneurs, Paul, thinking about a new approach with their business strategy. And you can do that here and phone in 416-870-6400. If you do have any questions for Paul, Sean asking about social media. And something I saw here, it's one of the design predictions for 2017 for websites, and it's called optimized interstitial anxiety. Sounds very scientific, Paul, but it's basically there's an issue with people clicking on something on a website and then waiting for that action to, I guess, complete and move them to the next screen. And apparently it creates this anxiety, whether that loading time is a couple of seconds or a minute.
Super important.
It is.
Super
it really
important.
Is.
Actually, we built recently an e-commerce shopping cart for a client who sells a very expensive fishing reel. Mm-hmm. And this fishing reel has 40,000 customizational options.
Oh, man.
So
that's a lot.
The combinations is extensive. And each time you click one of the things, for example, you want to change the color of the handles or you want a different backplate or whatever, and I'm not a fisherman and I don't know anything about this stuff, but we had to put all this together.
You tricked me right now. Yeah.
Essentially, we went through three different design and development issues because the load time for that picture to change when the customizational options were selected got up to like 12 seconds. And there's no way in the world anybody would wait for that. So we had to, as a development team, we had to figure out a way to get that down to like a half a second. And we did. And that's, I think, the most important thing is people just don't want to wait for things to load. So here's a suggestion for anybody who's thinking about, well, what should I do with my homepage? Because that's going to get the most traffic of any web page you have, unless you've got a blog post that's really kicking butt based on a specific keyword phrase, and that happens. Mm-hmm. But most of your traffic's going to come through the homepage. So the suggestion would be when that homepage loads, make sure that most of the clicks on that page stay on the same page.
Yeah.
So it click and scroll, click and scroll, click and scroll, because it's already loaded. If they click something and go to another page and it takes a while to load that page, for example, there's a video on it or a high resolution image, that's a bad user experience. So you really want to, because people will essentially wait for that first page to load because they've taken the effort on a search or a click on social media and they've come there.
So they want to see what's there.
Yeah, they're going to wait for that to load a little longer than they would normally wait. But if they wait for everything that they click on that website,
they're gone.
They're gone. They just don't have time for that. And that's where the anxiety part comes in. It's like, that's just not a good user experience. And by the way, Google doesn't like that either.
Really?
So if Google sends the traffic, it's also tracking what that person does on your website. Remember we've talked about this before, called user experience optimization. It's very different than search engine optimization, but the goal is the same. If Google sends you free traffic, it's tracking what that traffic does. So time on page is important. The amount of things that they click is important. Load time is important.
So load time does factor in there.
Absolutely.
It will record the fact it took 14 seconds in your competition. It may have taken 10 seconds.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Keep it under three. It's amazing though how people have become so riddled with anxiety, but their patience levels have just plummeted. And you, I mean, 13 seconds isn't that long, but when you think, I mean, it can sometimes feel like an eternity, especially if you want information right away. So, but that is something I'm guessing that many business operators don't take into, you know, they don't think about that. When they're paying somebody as low as possible to create a website for them, that doesn't seem to me to be one of the things that is discussed, you know, that the load times or the transition times.
Well, it's not glamorous.
No, it's not.
But it's important. And we actually talk about that in the gift that I'm giving away. So the businessprosmarketing.com/gift, which is, what did we say? It was Golf India.
Foxtrot Tango gift,
right? If you can't really hear us clearly, businessprosmarketing.com/gift. We actually talk about how do we utilize our traffic to our advantage? How do we get them to stay on the web page? How do we get them to interact? And eventually, how do we collect their customer data? Because if they leave our website, and every business has to think about this, that's a lead that you have the potential to talk to and connect with. If you need to talk to somebody before you sell them something, it's a good idea to collect their contact data, like a phone number or an email address, so that you have a shot at that communication, so that you can build some trust and some credibility over time, because at the end of the day, people don't buy when you're ready to sell.
Exactly.
They buy when they're ready. And if you don't have their contact data, because they may not be ready that first time on your website, but they might be ready 6 months from now. And if you're still communicating them and the other businesses who are competing against you aren't, you're going to get the deal. You know, I've always talked about this with other businesses. It's the person who gets the gig, and we've seen this play itself over and over again, and we'll talk about this after the break. The person or the company that actually gets the gig is not the best company for the job. And I'm going to talk about exactly who gets the gig after the break.
We'll do that. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Any questions you have for Paul Tobey here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, it's 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Back in a moment here. Talk Radio, AM 640. And we are back, and it's 9:44 live here, Sunday morning, Talk Radio, AM 640. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, is here talking about your digital marketing strategy, your website, your social media approach. And you can always give him a call outside of the show at 416-444-PROS-7767 in place of those letters. And Paul at businessprosmarketing.com. And we've been taking some emails, phone calls. If you want to get in touch with Paul this morning, this is your chance. You don't have to set up any meetings. You don't have to mention, you know, your business if you're a little shy and you don't want to. But you can call in, as we have in past shows, and you can ask Paul any questions you may have. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. And Paul, before the break, we were talking about a couple of things and that you wanted to jump back to here on our return here. Just again, talking about digital marketing strategy and how to improve your business, keep people on your website, and kind of one-up your competition in terms of getting in touch with people who want to, you know, use your product or your service. And it's very important in designing your system to interact with those individuals to kind of make that connection and proceed with a business relationship, right?
Yeah, actually, we just received an email from Ross, and he went to download the video, and he said, it's very misleading. It's not downloadable. You know, that's just a click of a button, right? So we fixed it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It's like you have to pay attention to your audience and what they want. If you tell them you can download a video and they get there and you can only watch it, I agree with Ross. It's absolutely misleading. We 100% apologize for that, but we're smart enough to go and fix it. So we just fixed it. So
just like that.
And that's really what we're talking about. If you're not paying attention to your online business, especially for 2017, in this world that we live in, then you're going to lose. And I talked about before the break, I said, it's not the best business that gets the job. It's the one who's first to bat. Whoever gets there first, who's the first to respond, who's the first to communicate, who's the first to provide value, who's the first to answer their questions, who's the first to show that they know what they're talking about. And like I said, it's the communication part is literally the most important part these days in social media, in your website, in your email list. However you're communicating with your audience, you have to stay on top of that. If you're still doing business old school, there has to be a really good reason for that, because you can't ignore what's happening. You just can't ignore the internet.
But I think people feel that they should be able to conduct business without having to pay a lot of attention to the digital, like the online realm. But, I mean, those are the times then things have changed.
Well, people don't like change.
No, nobody likes change.
People
That's
resist
true.
It because there's challenges and because they have to learn something. Personally, like I said, if you're not learning you're dying. Yeah. But you're not going to grow your business if you keep doing the same things day after day expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. You've got to learn and you have to take risks and you have to try something new in order for the outcome to change. I mean, take a look at your current results. Whatever you're doing right now, okay, get inside your head for a second and take a look at the results that you've created in 2016. We're coming to the end. Was that better, worse, equal to, or greater than last year? And if it's the same or worse, you've got a problem. That means that you've been trying to get a different result by doing exactly the same things. And if trial and error is your main method of learning, then that's a huge mistake as far as I'm concerned. Trial and error, it works, but it takes a really, really long time. Personally, if you just went and downloaded the gift that I want to share with people, which is /gift@businessprosmarketing.com, you're going to learn something that you probably don't know. And that's always a good thing. And at that point, then you can say, well, okay, I don't want to do that. Well, that's your choice. But until you see it, until you know what's available to you as a tool, then I actually picked up this mug out there.
One of
your many different mugs that we have. because, man, you guys promote caffeine like there's no tomorrow. There's caffeine signs on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Get caffeinated.
Refill that coffee
pot,
please.
It's like a coffee culture around here.
It is. We need it. It's our lifeblood.
And then there's
here.
All these mugs to choose from. Well, the one I picked up this morning, I didn't even realize it, but it says, my toolbox is bigger than yours.
Really?
And if you're reaching into your toolbox of tools and you've had the same toolbox for the last 5 years, that's a mistake. You got to get some new tools in there. And the tools that we talk about in that video are how to deal with a landing page, what's the anatomy of a high converting landing page? What does a home page look like and how do you keep people on it? What's the difference between user experience optimization and search engine optimization? So all of these new tools, as software changes and as the online world changes, you got to stay on top of that. If you're not staying on top of that, you're going to lose. And because others are going to step up to the plate, right?
I love how the coffee mug got you thinking.
The coffee mug made it onto the radio. Actually, I'm
the makers of.
If you're on Facebook, I'm sure the coffee mug.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so that's
my Facebook thing.
You'll have to.
My toolbox is bigger than yours.
There we go. Beautiful.
And there's actually pictures of toolboxes on here, which is really neat.
Well, there we go. So the one and only time somebody's actually paid attention to our coffee mugs around here. Usually, it just gets lost in the sea of all the different mugs we have here. So 416-870-6400 *640 on cell. If you have any questions here for Paul, and when we come back, Paul, let's talk about, I guess, those of listeners out there who are interested in giving you a shout or dropping you an email, paul@businessprosmarketing.com.
What I want to talk about is what are we going to do in 2017?
Exactly.
Here I'm going to lay out what I'm going to do. And if anybody wants to model that or copy that, then I would suggest that you do that because my plan for 2017 is pretty specific. And I'm going to I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to lay it out for the entire world to see. Why would I do something like that? Why would I let my competition know what I'm up to? Quite frankly, if you don't tell people what you're up to, nobody can help you.
Well, nobody
will
know.
So if you keep it in your head and you don't tell anybody, nobody's going to step up to the plate to help you. And quite frankly, I just like laying it out there. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, if you're Paul's competition, listen up. Check out businessprosmarketing.com. Learn something. We're back in a moment. Talk radio AM 640. 9:55. Just a reminder, go to businessprosmarketing.com/gift, G-I-F-T, and you can get the AM 640 Inside Advantage video recording. It's about just under $300 value. You can actually download it, and it's a webinar, an hour or so. Great information there from Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and Ross emails back Paul and says, Ryan and Paul, you're impressive and fast. I will download that later because originally it hadn't been downloadable, but we corrected that within the show. So that's listening to your clients there, Paul, or your potential clients, I guess you could say.
Yeah, just fix whatever needs to be fixed and know how to do it, right? If you have to rely on a bunch of IT people to get something, you're going to be waiting for days to make that happen. So you got to know enough about your own business and your online stuff to be able to handle it. So there's a couple things we need to do before the end of the show. The first one is I need to respond to Richard, who writes in an email. He said he goes on about customer reviews and reviews on Yelp and Google and things like that. And he feels like Yelp is basically saying you got to pay them. Otherwise, they don't show the good reviews.
They only show the negatives.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I do. And he wonders, is there any laws about getting bad reviews taken down? Well, the answer to that is not really. Unless you can prove that the person who wrote the negative review is a direct competitor. And in order to prove that, you're going to need a lawyer. And I'm not sure that that's always the best way because negative reviews are never going to stop.
No.
They're just people who just, you can't make them happy. They're never going to be happy. And the only way they can be happy is if they're tearing somebody else down. You know, you got to tear somebody else down to make yourself feel good. There's people like that in the world. I apologize for that. They're not my friends, but they're out there. So if you want to, first of all, don't freak out every time somebody does that. Here's what I would do. I would basically respond.
Yeah, publicly respond.
Just publicly respond. Apologize for the inconvenience or whatever happened. It was a bad meal at a restaurant or whatever. If you leave it silent, that's the worst thing that you can do. Just respond and say, here's how we've taken steps to rectify that. If you want to come back in, we'll make sure that your next experience is better than that one. If you know it's a competitor, write to, or just send a lawyer's letter or even just a letter to the person or the people who own the site, mm-hmm. whether it's Google, you can do this with Google. You can do it by email. If it's Yelp, you can do it by email. But basically write them a letter and say, hey, this is my competitor. If you've got any proof whatsoever, lay it out and ask them to remove it. And you have to give reasons why you want it removed. So is there a law against it? Probably.
It costs you a bit.
But it's going to cost you to enforce it.
Yeah.
So do you really want to do that?
Don't go. Should you go to your competitor and say, hey, I know you wrote that. Can you please take it down? Maybe not.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, that could only make things a bit worse. But it's a troublesome aspect. The fact that with the online approach that you do get the good reviews and the bad reviews, and sometimes it's hard to do something about those bad reviews. And it's there.
And most businesses think that people pay attention to the bad stuff more than they pay attention to the good stuff. That's probably true in some cases. But if you don't respond, then you don't have the opportunity to let people know that there's another side to it.
Yeah.
People, I think most people recognize that that anyone who writes a bad review is having a bad day, or maybe they're just a bad person. And they really want to hear your side of it, so let them know your side of it.
Or they're expecting, I mean, if you look at some vacation reviews, you'll have a stream of positive reviews. Like, oh, we give it 4 out of 5 stars. And you get one or two where they were expecting.
Well, that's bad, too. I personally think if all you've got is positive reviews, that's kind of like, that looks like spam to me.
Yeah, who's writing those? You know, they all look like
glowing,
they're from the same
author. I actually suffer from that, too, because I, you know, even on my LinkedIn account, I've got over 100 recommendations on LinkedIn. From people, and you can't modify those or change them.
So do you want some negative? I can go on there.
No,
and just,
please don't do that.
Yeah. I can tip the scales if you want. That's what you're asking for.
Yeah. You know what we didn't get to? We didn't get to what I'm going to do for 2017.
Ah. How about
here's what I'm going to do. Just very quickly, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going back on the road. I've spent a couple of years building the marketing company to be able to support the numbers that I want to put into it. And so I'm going back out into the world because there are many ways to market your business. One of the best I've found is to go to a community you've never been to, fill a room full of people, and show them what's possible. So I'm going to be going all over Canada and the United States in 2017.
All right. Well, we can talk about that more next Sunday here on Talk Radio AM 640, businessprosmarketing.com. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Thanks for coming in.
Don't forget the gift. Give me the gift.
Yes, that's right. businessprosmarketing.com/gift for your AM 640 Inside Advantage video recording, $297 value. Help improve your business. We'll talk to you again, Paul.
Thanks, Ryan.
News is on its way next. Talk Radio AM 640.